All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week coming to you with a big card from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. We have 9 matches going on, including Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman and their feud going on as Billy Travis has joined Devastation Incorporated. We've got round 9 of the Round Robin tournament, and then capping it off tonight is the American Tag Team titles on the line. So we have a great card going for you. So let's just go ahead and get into it. All right. We start off with Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman. This is the newest tag team to break up in the PWA. Formerly known as the Spectaculars, Travis has his sights set on his American heavyweight title shot that he won at St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which is going to happen at Remember Their Legacy. But Rolando wants to take that away from him. Akbar agrees to a match, but Travis's number one contender spot will not be on the line tonight. Travis and Akbar walk down to the ring. Rolando attacks them from behind. Rolando tosses Akbar over the guardrail into the fans. Travis nails Rolando with a knee lift to the stomach and tosses him into the guardrail. Travis grabs a fan's drink and throws it in Rolando's face before tossing him into the ring. David Manning calls for the bell as Travis slides under the bottom rope. Rolando begs off, but Travis continues to stomp on him until Manning pulls him away. Rolando gets back to his feet, but he tries to avoid Travis as much as he can. The fans begin to boo both wrestlers because Rolando seems to want to squeak through the entire time limit by running away. Travis complains to Manning. While Manning's back is turned, Rolando tries to sneak back up the aisle. The hacksaws meet him in the aisle and drill him into the concrete floor with a double spine buster. Duggan rolls Rolando into the ring while Reed circles the ring, looking to get his hands on Akbar. Travis takes advantage of the hacksaw's help with a bow and arrow submission. Rolando refuses to submit. While Travis rocks backwards, Manning starts to count his shoulders down. Travis releases the hold. The hacksaws have Akbar cornered between them until the sheepherders attack them from behind. Travis drills Rolando with a pile driver to pick up the win in the ring, while the hacksaws and the sheepherders brawl outside the ring until security comes down to separate them. So your winner in this tag team breakup match, trying to get some revenge, not happening for Rolando. Your winner is Billy Travis in a time of 10 minutes, 52 seconds. I appear at the top of the entrance ramp and announce that I've added another match to the program. Since the Hacksaws and the Sheepherders want to get their hands on each other, I'm more than happy to make it happen. As Travis and Rolando clear the ring, I tell Manning to ring the bell to start the tag team match. The Sheepherders try to make the match go as quickly as possible, even trying to get disqualified. However, the Hacksaws refuse to let Manning call for the bell. Butch Miller is taken out of the match when Butch Reed tosses him into the ring post. Duggan then whips Luke into the turnbuckle. Reed picks Luke up in a military press and violently tosses him to the mat. As Luke bounces back up off the mat, Duggan nails him with a shoulder tackle from a 3-point stance. Manning tells Reed to leave the ring as Duggan covers Luke for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 13 seconds. Your winners are the Hacksaws. Now we get into the round robin tournament as we have the 6 matches right in a row. Starting off with Paul Diamond facing off against Iceman King Parsons. Iceman tries to prove that he is better than his subpar record in the tournament. Diamond is riding the fact that he is in the thick of the tournament. Diamond is definitely a dark horse in this tournament, but that is one of the great points of this tournament. Not single elimination, not even double elimination. Everyone fights everyone. Whoever has the best record at the end wins the title match. Prove yourself against not just one, not just two, but everyone in this tournament. Diamond and Iceman brawl from the beginning of the bell. Iceman gains the advantage after a butt thump, but Diamond kicks out right before the 3 count. Diamond tries to make a comeback with some help from Akbar, but Iceman ducks a handful of assault from Akbar that blinds Diamond. Iceman quickly gets the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 52 seconds. All right, next round-robin tournament match has Eric Embry facing off against Iron Mike Sharp, another couple of dark horses. and they have a very quick match. Sharp gets the pin after Missy distracts Nick Patrick, and Sharp nails Embry with a loaded arm brace in a time of 2 minutes, 17 seconds. We move on into, again, a couple of guys who are in the Dirty Dozen, but hey, we're not going to have them just let themselves get out of it. Okay, one of them did already with his tag team partner. But here we are, Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Kendall Windham. And Scorpio and Kendall battle each other for the entire time limit. Both men seek to put the other away, but they are unable to finish the other off. Scorpio has Kendall on the match for a 450 splash from the ring apron when the time limit expires. So you get another time limit draw in this tournament, and another one for Too Cold Scorpio. Next match has, again, stablemates going at it, as Dangerous Doug Gilbert faces off against Dustin Rhodes. And they have a great match. The fans are excited and on their feet throughout. Missy stands in a neutral corner throughout the match, instructing both men to keep it scientific so that no one gets hurt. Doug tries to get Missy to show some favoritism, but she refuses. Dustin takes advantage of Doug's distraction and drops him with the Bulldog for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 43 seconds. We move on. Missy stays behind as Doug and Dustin leave, as Jushin Liger comes down to the ring to face Iceman King Parsons. And Liger and Iceman have a decent match. Both men could have done more from the fans' perspective. Iceman seems tired after his previous match, but I'm not sure what was wrong with Liger. His aerial attacks were not as crisp as usual. However, Liger still gets the victory with the sunset flip over Iceman in a time of 6 minutes, 56 seconds. Final match of the round is Goldust facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Goldust and Akbar attack Sharp in the dressing room area before the match. The brawl spills onto the entrance ramp where Goldust hip tosses Sharp off the side. Sharp lands amidst all the electrical equipment. Akbar tells Goldust to grab him and make quick work of him in the ring. Goldust drags Sharp by the hair down the aisle and rolls him into the ring. Goldust slowly and methodically makes his way onto the ring apron, being quite the showman as Goldust was. Sharp springs to his feet and nails him with the loaded arm brace, knocking him off the ring apron. Sharp tells Tommy Young to count, but he says the match hasn't started yet. Both men haven't been in the ring yet. Sharp climbs out of the ring. Missy tosses him a chair. Sharp nails Goldust over the head with the chair. Akbar complains to Young about the foreign object, but Young gives him the same excuse that the match hasn't started yet. Sharp rolls Goldust into the ring. Sharp slides in after him, but Akbar grabs his foot. Goldust gets to his feet and stomps on Sharp. Young finally calls for the bell to start the match. Goldust keeps control of the match, but Sharp doesn't make it easy for him. But Goldust drills him into the mat with a pile driver to pick up the win in a time of 3 minutes, 57 seconds. Still a quick match, but a hard-fought match at the same time. Now we move to our main event. Rather quickly this time, this week, but here we are. American Tag Team titles on the line. PG-13 defending against Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido, the former World Tag Team Champions. And yes, PG-13 were my spies in Devastation Incorporated. No, it did not go like I wanted it to. But here we are. Akbar makes this match because he wants to make a point that you do not double-cross Skandar Akbar. The match is fairly even, although there is a distinct advantage for the challengers throughout the match. Maybe 55-45 for the challengers. Wolfie D tries to end it quickly with a roll-up and a handful of tights on Tully, but Tully manages to kick out. Tully complains about the tights to David Manning. Manning warns Wolfie D. The teams battle around for a few more minutes before Candido rushes Wolfie D into the ropes for a rolling reverse cradle. Wolfie D ducks a handful of powder from Tully, which goes into Candido's eyes. Wolfie D takes Candido down with a double leg takedown to get the pin. After the match, Akbar tells Manning that Wolfie D's feet were on the ropes, but Manning didn't see it. So your winners and still American Tag Team Champions in a time of 14 minutes, 46 seconds are JC Ice and Wolfie D, PG-13. But Tully climbs into the ring and starts beating on both of the champions. Akbar climbs into the ring with the title belts. He hands one to Tully after Tully whips both members of PG-13 into the turnbuckle. Tully charges the corner with the title belt and nails JC Ice on the back of the head with it. Ice's head connects with Wolfie D's head. Tully shoves Ice out of the way and sits Wolfie D on top of the turnbuckle. Candido's eyes have cleared by now, and he climbs the turnbuckle to send Wolfie D across the ring with a double superplex. Akbar slides a handful of chairs into the ring. Candido sets them upright as Tully grabs JC Ice. Tully sends Ice through two of the chairs with a slingshot suplex. Candido grabs Wolfie D, and he receives the same treatment from Tully. Tully drags Ice on top of Wolfie D while Candido climbs the turnbuckle. Candido comes off with the Pittsburgh Plunge onto the piled-up champions. World Tag Team Champions Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard finally rush the ring to clear the challengers out of the area, but the damage has been done. PG-13 is laid in a heap at the hands of Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido, but they are still your American Tag Team Champions. So now let's look at the leaderboard for this round of the tournament. 9 rounds in, and we actually have Psychosis by a bare edge holding on to the lead here with a record of 4-3. For some reason, he's not on the card tonight. No matter, we'll get him caught up later. Right behind him at 5-4, you have Jushin Liger and Dustin Rhodes. Kenda Windham is next at 4-3-2. Iron Mike Sharp has finished his tournament at 6-5. Very respectable spot for Iron Mike Sharp to be in, as everybody else has between 2 and 4 matches left to go in the tournament. Doug Gilbert starts off the 500 club with a 4-4-1 record. Wildcard joins him with a 3-3-1 record. Iceman King Parsons also done for the tournament, ending up with a 4-5-2 record. And Paul Diamond, Eric Embry, and Goldust right behind him at 4-5. And then bringing up the rear is Too Cold Scorpio with a record of 3-4-2. So we have a lot of things going on, a lot of things that could still happen over the next 2 weeks as we get to rounds 10 and 11 of the tournament. Can Psychosis hold on? Will it be Jushin Liger or Dustin Rhodes taking it? Could Kendall Windham or Iron Mike Sharp have a say in the matter? We're all going to find out, but you're going to have to come back next week and the week after as we finish up the last 2 rounds of the tournament to see how exactly the tournament finishes up. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.